With Florida feeling the pinch in the housing market, the management of foreclosed properties is a concern for the city of Tampa. Council Chair Thomas Scott proposed an ordinance that requires owners of foreclosed homes to register the vacant property with the city of Tampa. Scott said the intent of the ordinance is to require owners of the foreclosed property to maintain foreclosed or abandoned properties.
And the intent here is so that you identify those foreclosed homes that are required to keep those properties up, which we have a lot of complaints now about abandoned home or foreclosed homes that are overgrown, and then code enforcement are limited. They don't know who owned the property. This will help you identify who the owners are.
Representing a mortgage lending company called Landmark Lending, Spencer Cass opposed the ordinance, claiming that it would increase costs for those seeking loans.
As someone who deals with the public, as someone who wants to see poor people have a chance to get loans, increasing the cost to them makes absolutely no sense to me. You'll see in the file, there's a list of who the people are who are running this company that does this, and I'll put it on the Elmo for you. You'll see they work for JP Morgan Bank, Bank of America. These are people who have benefited from the TARP funds. These are people who caused, in many people's opinion, the problems that we face today. And these are the people that council now wants the general public to have to pay to register these properties.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher noted that there is no approved contract under the ordinance, but that Hillsborough County might charge at least $100 to register a vacant property. Although he supported the ordinance, City Council member Joseph Caetano voiced concerns about using city resources to maintain vacant homes.
Well, I know there's a lot of foreclosed homes. I see the lawns as high as the front door.
Yeah.
And these are brand new homes. They're not even 3 years old. And I don't know what the banks are doing or who is doing what, but I know the Homeowners Association won't cut their grass, and the guy next door won't cut it, and it looks terrible. But we've got a big problem in this country and in this city also. And I don't know if this ordinance is going to resolve everything, as Mr. Cass said. What I don't want to see, Mr. Chairman, is us create another layer of government, okay? Another group of employees who are going to be dedicated to this, and their other jobs that they're originally hired for are going to be neglected.
Although there were concerns about the costs of registering foreclosed homes, council member Linda Salsena said that the costs could be as low as $20 with electronic registration. Hillsborough County approved a registry for vacant homes November 2nd, and they have registered about 40 homes since. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.